Thank you for calling Acetic Claims and Management. My name is Alexia. How may I help you today?
Hi, Alexia. This is Renisha. I have Miss Medusa on the line. She would like to file a claim for the state of New Jersey. Data loss 12/3/23. She do not have a policy number, but I do have vehicle information, but it is a rental, so would that still matter?
Yes, you can go ahead and get her connected over.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thanks for your holding patience, Miss Medusa. I have Miss Alexia with our Exceedance Department on the line. She will gladly to assist you, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling, Cedric, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, can you provide that date of loss?
Hi. First of all, I would like to introduce myself. This is Madhusmita from Wilbur Group on a recorded line, and I'm handling this PIP subrogation on behalf of Liberty Mutual. The date of loss was December 3rd, 2023.
Okay, and do you have that VIN number?
Yes. So the VIN number was 1 GS Golf, PS Papa, WS Whiskey 7, AS Alpha, SS Sierra, PS Papa 1, PS Papa 1154057.
Okay. And just to confirm, that state was New Jersey.
Yes, the state like where the accident happened, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it was New Jersey.
Okay. And do you have the policy number?
I'm sorry, I don't have the policy number.
Okay.
I have the Amazon driver's information if that will be really helpful for you.
Okay, do you have the DSP company name, delivery service provider?
Amazon.
Okay. And do you have the plate number?
I have the plate number, yes. So it was AS Alpha MS Mike 08168.
And what would be the state for that plate number?
The state was Arizona. Just want to confirm that it was a U-Haul truck rented by Amazon for package deliveries.
Okay. Okay, and this is for a rental.
Yeah, it was a rental U-Haul truck.
Okay, so I'm just gonna place you on a brief hold while I look into this for you.
Sure.
Thank you for holding. I'm just letting you know I'm still here with you.
Sure.
Thank you for holding. So I'm not finding any information on my end with that information. So I'm going to get some information from you, and I'm going to go ahead and get it sent over by email. And once I get this sent over, someone will be reaching back to you to file the actual claim.
Okay.
Okay. May I have your first and last name?
My first name spells as M as Mike, A D as Delta, H as Hotel, U S as Sierra, M as Mike, I T as Tango, A, that is my first name, and my last name is L as Lima, E N as November, K A, that is my last name.
Okay, and what would be a good phone number for you?
It is 800-313-5169, and my extension is 3594.
Okay, so that extension was 3594, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and what will be a good email for you?
So it will be my first name initial, which is letter M as Mike, then my last name Lenka at Wilbur, which is WIL as Lima, B as Bravo, ER Group, which is GROUPS.com. So it is M Lenka at WilburGroup.com.
Okay, got it. And do you have a reference number?
Yes, our file reference number is 3052-8561.
Okay. May I have our insured driver name?
Yes, your insured driver name is Emmanuel Rodriguez. Please let me know if I need to spell it.
Yes, please.
So the first name is E as Echo, M as Mike, A N as November, U E L as Lima, and the last name is R as Romeo, O D as Delta, R I G as Golf, U E Z as Zulu.
Okay.
I have the address for the driver also if you want.
Okay, yes, you can go ahead and provide that address as well.
It is MR30, which is 30, Sharpless Street, Keyser, which is KEYSER, West Virginia. And the zip code is 26726.
Okay, and what was that city again?
City is Keyser, which is KEYSER.
Okay. Okay, and do you have that tracking number?
No, I'm sorry, I don't have that.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. May I have the year, make, and model of our insured vehicle?
Yes, it was 2023 GMC Savannah.
Okay. Okay, and just to confirm, the date of loss was 12/3/23. Okay, and may I also get the time on what time this occurred?
Yes. Give me a second. Let me review the police report one more time.
Okay.
So the time was 2:32 p.m.
Okay. Okay, so I got all the information that was needed. So I'm going to go ahead and get this sent over. And once they receive it, they will be reaching back to you to file the actual claim.
So can you please provide me your direct phone number, email address, and the mailing address, please?
Yes, ma'am. So our mailing address is going to be P.O. Box 518 Worcester, and that is spelled W-O-R-C as in Charlie, E-S-T-E-R, Massachusetts 01613, and our phone number, it's 1-800-322-1510. And did you also want our fax number?
Fax number and email address, please.
Okay. So our fax number is going to be 1-888-869-4340, and our email will be claim.
I'm sorry, I guess.
Oh, I'm
sorry. I'm so sorry. I guess I missed one digit for the fax number. I have it 888-694-340. So may I know like which?
I guess, ma'am. In front of that 69 would be a 8. So it'd be 1-888-869-4340.
Thank you. And the email address, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be claims, claims dot intake, intake. At exceedance, X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, D as in dog, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, E as in Edward, .com.
So it is claims.intake at exceedance.com, right?
Correct.
And just want to confirm, if you are the third party claim handler for Amazon or their insurance company?
I'm sorry?
So do you handle the claim directly for Amazon or?
Yes, ma'am.
Or any other? Okay. So you are handling claims only for the business, not for the other insurance carrier, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for this information. And just in case, like, if I will not get any response in next 7 days, and I need to contact you back, is there any other reference number through which I can, like, contact you for the claim to get the correct claim number?
There wouldn't be a reference number at the moment.
Okay, so in how many days I can expect a call from you or maybe the email?
It takes one business day for you to get a call back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.